Senator Lisa Murkowski's appropriations bill for the Department of the Interior and some other agencies would grant $1.5 million to the U.S. Geological Survey to install stream gauges on rivers in Idaho, Montana, Washington, and Alaska. The equipment would be located on rivers downstream of mines in the Yukon and British Columbia. Salmon Beyond Borders Director Jill Weitz says more data is needed to hold companies accountable for contamination.
There's been a lot of work done on these waters in recent decades, but nothing that's compiled and showing of a defensible baseline data. So to suggest that there is pollution right now, we just don't know.
USGS has gauges to measure stream flow set up on the Taku, Stikine, Alsek, and Chilkat rivers, and other agencies in the U.S. and Canada collect water quality samples in several of those watersheds. But the so-called super gauges mentioned in the bill would make it possible to gather a lot more data. USGS water quality specialist Charles Cuvion says these instruments measure stream flow and water quality at the same time.
So everything's measured every 15 minutes. The computer tells the sensors to take a reading, it logs a reading, and then once an hour, all that information is transmitted to satellite and shows up on our website.
Last year's appropriations bill contained money for one super gauge in southeast Alaska, which Cuvion says has been collecting data on the Yunik River since December.
I know there was interest from the community and tribal organizations about that river specifically, and there were some of the tribal organizations are collecting water samples in some of the other rivers, but not necessarily the Yunik. So there were, I think that's why it became a priority.
The classic example of what can go wrong is the Mount Pawley disaster, which happened in 2014. A tailings dam failed that summer, flooding a watershed in central BC with mining waste. The same company in charge of Mount Pawley operates the Red Chris mine, upstream of the Stikine River. Weitz of Salmon Beyond Borders explains mine accidents are not the only worry.
We are worried about those catastrophic events and those mine tailings failing and impacting our billion-dollar commercial fisheries and tourism industries in Alaska. But we're also worried about cumulative impacts, long-term impacts that, for example, are occurring at the abandoned Tulsa-Quechief mine in the Taku River watershed.
The Tulsa-Quechief mine has been leaking acid mine drainage since 1957. Several other mines in British Columbia, as well as an exploration project in the Chilkat watershed on the U.S. side of the border, are drawing concern. In 2017, the state of Alaska and British Columbia released a two-year plan for monitoring water quality in the Yunik, Stikine, Taku, and Alsek rivers. Multiple tribal organizations in the region are also collecting baseline data. Mine companies say their operations can be done safely and not harm salmon. The bill awaits approval in Congress. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.